Some embraced him as a dedicated Rastafarian. Others celebrated how he infused his music with deeply felt spirituality. And then there are those who were and remain attracted to his international fame that still resonates with audiences all over the globe. His most ardent enthusiasts gravitate to his reputation as a distinctive songwriter with a vocal style that remains as iconic as his name, Bob Marley. Robert Nesta Bob Marley was born in 1945 on the farm of his maternal grandfather in Nine Mile St. Anne Parish in Jamaica. Moving away at the age of 12 to Kingston, Marley developed a keen appetite for playing music, first falling in love with American R&B heard on American radio stations whose broadcast signal reached the island. Dating back to 1963, as one of the founding leaders of the group The Wailers, Marley, with other notables Peter Tosh and Bunny Wailer, crafted a distinctive songwriting and vocal style that would later find mass appeal with audiences around the globe. Eleven years later, the original lineup of the Wailers disbanded in 1974 when reportedly two of the band members didn't want to go on tour. With the creation of a new supporting cast, Marley launched his solo career as Bob Marley and the Wailers. Just 3 years later, the release of the album Exodus in 1977 established him as a world music artist.
Just seated in Mount Zion. It rules all creation, yeah, we're jamming.
Bob Marley gained, as the expression goes, international fame overnight, while en route to gleaning a highly favored reputation as a top-selling record artist. In fact, he went on to become one of the world's best-selling artists of all time, with record sales of more than 75 million as a Jamaican reggae singer, songwriter, musician, and guitarist.
To keep you satisfied.
Beginning in 1980, a concert tour was organized to expose the album Uprising, with performances in places like Switzerland, Italy, and Scotland. This musical excursion, his biggest musical tour of Europe, was Marley's last. His most ardent fans, who recall being in the audience, will say today, yes, Marley's recordings are great, though seeing him in concert, they hail, was nothing short of transformational. In May of 1983, the roots reggae album Confrontation by Bob Marley and the Wailers was released posthumously, 2 years after his death at the age of 36. It contains songs compiled from unreleased material recorded during Marley's lifetime. Marley will forever be wedded to ska and reggae styles, a widely celebrated musical union like no other. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.